President Asif Zardari is once again under pressure to abandon his political activities after the Election Commission of Pakistan banned him to participate in an election campaign for his pro-US ruling People's Party. Under the Constitution, the President is supposed to stay impartial and not partisan. But Zardari is the head of ruling party and has been using the presidency virtually as a headquarter for all major political activities since September 2008. Something that country's superior courts ruled as unconstitutional, but he never accepted the court ruling. However, his defiance could now cost him dearly.
See, the position is that if we constantly violate the rulings of the court, so the president is not above law. The we have an independence of judiciary, and our judiciary is very aggressively bold these days. And they will not hesitate to pass any judgment against him, and he might have to lose his presidency.
The opposition wants Zardari to resign to contain his official clout on the fairness of national elections expected to be held early next year.
We have the apprehension that the election would be rigged, election would be engineered, election would be maneuvered. So election should be under the Supreme Court of Pakistan, free and fair election. Asif Ali Zardari's supervision, since he is the head of the party and he is openly inclined towards his own party. So it's impossible that he will hold free elections.
Unlike Zardari, the presidents in Pakistan have the tradition of resigning from their political parties to stay neutral and non-controversial. Demonstrating his neutrality in 1996, the then president Farooq Laghari dismissed the government of People's Party on corruption charges. Nonetheless, he had long political association with the party until days before his election as president in early 90s. Zardari has turned out to be the most controversial president in the history of Pakistan over his political activities and partiality, with the lingering baggage of corruption of tens of millions of dollars. Although Zardari enjoys no major executive powers, but he has been virtually using the constitutional power of hand-picked prime ministers one after another, something believed to be leading source of misgovernance in Pakistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.